There was an interesting dissection of the debate. Did you happen to watch that by any chance?
I did. I watched it when I got home.
I watched it this morning.
It was annoying for the most part.
It was very annoying.
People talking too long, talking over each other.
Who was the big winner in your book?
Nobody. But I would say the most impressive. I thought Haley was a lot more impressive than I thought she would be.
Yeah.
I expected Vivek to be pretty decent, and he was, even though he was getting teamed up on by Christy and some others.
Christy had a good jab.
He did.
At him. We called him ChatGPT. That was good.
That was good, but he didn't write that. Somebody gave that to him, obviously, but it was good. And even he took it with a grain of salt. He laughed it off. He didn't get pissed off, which I think is another plus for that guy.
He's such a nerd.
He is.
I really like a lot of the things that that guy says, especially like he's pretty deep into it. Like he speaks lingo like the administrative state, and that's where my ears perked up. And getting rid of the administrative state.
Yeah,
like, I like that. But did you know that he was a Soros fellow?
I think anybody that's really rich at some point crosses paths with those guys.
Yes. And perhaps maybe he was like, I've worked with those guys and they're creeps, and I'm against that now.
Right.
But it is one of those things where he paid to have that, you know, scrubbed from his web presence. And, of course, somebody found it. So that makes me a little nervous. And he's such a nerd.
He is.
God. But like, he is ChatGPT. Such a dork.
He is. But I love the fact that he's not a politician. That was the thing that people liked about Trump.
Well, he is a politician.
He says it over and over again.
He's got his stump speech down.
Yep.
I've heard that speech many times about his family and coming over here. And, you know, I like that people that I hate him.
Yeah.
Much like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
But he's such a freaking nerd.
I like the fact that he wants to completely eliminate the IRS, the FBI, the Board of Education. Yeah. He wants to just redo it all.
I like that, too.
Because it needs to. It needs to be completely... just drain it and redo it.
That's such a ballsy move, though.
Yeah.
To do that. Can you imagine? I mean, NBC, I saw a story. They were saying it's neo-Nazi rhetoric.
It's insanity.
Shut up.
They love throwing these buzzwords around. They love it so much.
It's just nauseating.
It's like Oliver Anthony is a right-wing folk singer. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, we have a disagreement about that. I think that is a right-wing song.
I don't at all.
Yeah, so NBC was... So I thought he did well, and he was like the guy that everybody was attacking. I think a few weeks ago would have been Ronnie D that everybody would have been ganging up on. But what did you think of his performance, Ron DeSantis?
It was odd at times. I thought for most, I'd say 75-80% of what he did pretty well.
Yeah,
like he came out the gate really strong with... you know, saying that, you know, that we need to, you know, bring America back and all this stuff. And he said some good things. But then
he has autism.
Yeah.
He does.
And I think people were picking on him for it. Like, I even saw, like, Joe Ruga posted, like, a little video of him making this weird smile.
Yes. Yeah, that was very.
Yeah. But there's something there.
I don't care that he has autism.
I don't either.
I get this guy hates my guts, who I don't know if he still listens or not. But one time I said on the show with Anna that it was asking permission to shake hands with somebody.
Right.
You know, for consent purposes. And I said, if somebody did that to me, I would think they had autism. I didn't mean it as a slur.
No. I just think they had
mental.
That's like if somebody walked past you and you said, I think maybe they're blind. You go, oh, you're picking on blind people.
Yeah, but this guy hates my guts now and like cussed me out and whatever. But
maybe he's autistic.
He's got a kid that is. I found out because I looked him up.
I know, but that's the thing. You weren't picking on his kid.
No. It's not a slur.
It's a
medical diagnosis.
Sure.
So that's all I was saying. But I think it's pretty clear that Ron DeSantis.
I think he's on the spectrum.
Maybe not autism, but
he's Asperger's on the spectrum a little bit. Yeah.
I don't think he hurt himself too bad, but he definitely didn't do himself any favors either. The big thing with Ron DeSantis was, did you see him look around when they said if Donald Trump gets the nomination?
Yeah.
Would you support him for president?
Right.
He looked around and see what other people were doing before he raised his hand.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I really think, all in all, it was just the minor league last night. Like, none of them are going to touch Trump.
It doesn't look like it right now.
I
was expecting the media to come out today and say the big winner of the debate was Trump because they want him bad. They want him back. They want him back in the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
I think that probably... they know through polling that it's the only person that Trump is the only person that Joe Biden probably could beat.
Right.
Because anybody else on that stage, I think, would beat Joe Biden in the general election.
Yeah.
But Trump is even more disliked. A lot of that, perhaps unfairly. I'm not saying it's not, but
probably a little bit of both. The
media has put such a crushing full court press on him the past 5 years that he has a pretty unfavorable rating outside of people who really are Trump true believers.
Right.
So I think that the Democrats' best bet is to get Trump back, and the media is playing right into that and trying to get him. Trump was out, took Catherine Collins and a bunch of New York Times people to a steakhouse the other night.
Yeah.
They hate his guts and write terrible things about him, but he's schmoozing them, talking about Ron DeSantis. And
yeah.
So everybody's in on Trump, including the media. What do you think about that guy? I don't know his name, but he kind of looks like a forefather. From North Dakota?
Yeah, I mean, he said some good things.
He was all right.
The other no-namer guy was not well-spoken at all. The governor, he's a governor in one of those Midwest places.
Asa Hutchinson?
I think
the gray-haired guy?
Yeah.
On the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a dork.
Kind of long big hair.
Dork. He's leftover remnants of the neocon, like Bush, W. Bush era.
He was kind of stumbling all over himself. Did not look like he was ready.
Yeah.
But he wasn't ready for the debate. He's not ready to run the country.
I mean, like I said, he's just this leftover, this fallen, you know, regime that was alive during the 2000s, you know, early 2000s.
You know what it felt like to me? Like, it felt like, you know how you see roast battles, comedy roast battles, but most of them are done by middle tier to lower ranking comics, like open micers put together roast battles. It felt like Trump is Jeff Ross, and these guys were like the middle tier roasters. If it was a roast battle instead of a debate, they didn't want Jeff Ross there, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Trump was invited.
Oh, no. He decided not to.
He just chose not to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've heard good reasons why he shouldn't have, and I've heard good reasons why he should have. I don't know if he should have been there or not.
They would have teamed up on him.
Yeah.
And he probably still would have won, and it would have made him look like a bully
him knock around?
Yes. That's why 2016 was so much fun. And nobody wants to admit it.
Yeah, it was. And I don't know if it's going to work like it did in 2016. It might be, the country's in a different place than
him
it was.
Him and Hillary debating? I go back on YouTube and watch that sometimes. It was great.
It was awesome.
God, it was
You'd
good.
You'd be in jail line?
Oh, my God, dude.
And he wussed out and didn't throw her in jail?
When they were, like, doing that town hall debate, like, with, you know, with no podiums, they were just kind of walking around like a rap battle.
Circling her.
Oh, my God.
Walking around her, yeah.
That was must-see TV, dude. Yeah. Like, and people weren't even hating on him then. Like, the whole country was kind of like, all right, what's going on here? You know, the media hadn't really ingrained all this hatred yet. You know, it was still kind of like, oh, crap, the reality star is roasting Hillary.
Well, they looked at him back then as a fool. They wanted him in 2016. He got something like, I mean, like $1 billion worth of free media. They were literally covering his podium when he was doing his rally.
Yeah.
And he was on Morning Joe, and now Joe Scarborough hates his guts and just says all these terrible things about him, but they were loving him.
They
let him. In fact, Joe Scarborough let him call. He didn't even have to show up. He could just call on the phone. They'd talk to him for an hour on the phone.
Yeah.
So back then, it's the same playbook in 2016 as it is this
time. It's really wild, though. Like, I would love to. I wish we had a time machine. And look, this isn't me. I'm not like a rah-rah Trump guy at all. All right? Like, I've said more bad things about him probably than good things, because he's done a lot of embarrassing things, right? But I also think that there's a lot of unfair criticism, and also there's a lot of just media programming with a lot of people. I would love to have a time machine and see how people that we know that hate him, like really hate him, just so much vitriol, right? I would love to see what they thought of him 10 years ago. Like, just go, hey, what do you think about Donald Trump? Oh, man, the guy from the TV show, you're fired. Yeah, man. Man, he's wild, dude. He used to go on David Letterman and yuck it up. And, oh, man, I really feel like that, because I was talking to somebody the other day, a fellow comic, and he was just like, oh, I hate him so much. I hate Trump so much. Da, da, da. And I said, okay, well, can you think back, like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years ago? What did you think about him then? Oh, I didn't like him then either. I go, why? Did you really think about him?
He was a clown. He was kind of like a
he was entertaining.
He was a piece of Americana.
Yeah.
For sure. And he was in like Mad Magazine with the gold toilets and stuff. Yeah. Like he was a piece. He's part of.
He was like
Americana.
A Kardashian back
yes.
then.
Yes.
But there wasn't like all this hatred. And then all of a sudden, you know, he gets in the political realm and all this, you know, back and forth goes on. And you got, you know, like Spike won't even say his name.
I don't think he knows it, to be honest.
No, he does.
He's like, what's that man's name? Jangle?
But I want to know what he did. I don't want to have a debate with Spike. That's just too painful.
No, I don't. I refuse. But that's why I blocked him on Twitter many years
ago. But I want to know what he did that is so bad for him. Like,
I have a feeling that
I just don't
he just watches MSNBC.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to know. And if you show me, then I'll go, yeah, okay. I guess I could see where your point there. But I just, because I'm trying to find a lot of the stuff, like the racist stuff. I could see a couple of little things. Like, if you want to go to, like, the border wall comments and stuff, then, you know, you could probably take that kind of stuff out of context, you know. But I've never seen him say anything bad about black people ever.
Well, he was given awards by the NAACP in the 80s.
I mean, just show me. Show me a video, and I'll go, yeah, okay, F that guy, you know, but I just don't see it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not even saying I like the guy. Like, you've been doing radio with me for years. Like, during that last election, I was just like, God, I think I'm just going to vote for Biden because I'm just sick of hearing him. Like, mm-hmm. he's on Twitter all day, and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But if I criticize Biden, then people are like, oh, you're a Trumper and a right-winger.
Well, that's where we're at now. You're pushing to the Biden. We were talking about it last night with, like, that German sex dungeon for kids that they were building into kindergarten.
My God.
It's not even that. It's like, well, this side would be against that, and this side is the devil. Like, they are evil incarnate. So, ergo, this is how people's brains work. Yeah. It's R-worded, but this is how it works.
Uh-huh.
I guess I got to be pro-sex dungeon for kids now.
Wild, right?
The stuff that I guess this new GOP, MAGA wing, whatever you want to call it, has gotten, you know, the mainstream people, Democrat. I don't know if it's, I guess, just Democrats to endorse is like, dude, what the?
Well, it's like the Sound of Freedom movie. About yes. sex trafficking kids, I saw one of the super left-leaning outlets was saying that it's right-wing propaganda to think that sex trafficking is an issue.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. So it's like something that they go, this is a problem. And they go, no, it's not. Your fear. It's just like, well, you know, and then you see stories. There was one a few weeks ago about this child sex ring that was broken up, trafficking.
Mm.
It's like 20 people arrested. You go, like, it's a problem.
It's a problem.
And the logical response is, yeah, we should not do that. That's bad. Like, we can't agree on things.
How come we can't agree on that one?
I don't see. That's what I don't
That's
understand.
What pisses me off. That's what makes it's like, come on, dude.
We're so far apart. It's like, I hate when people use, you know, like Harry Potter, or, you know, movies or TV, but it's like the. What's the underworld? I feel like Spike
I've
right
never
now.
Seen a Harry Potter movie.
What's the Stranger Things? The Upside Down?
Oh, the Upside Down.
Dude, it's not only, yeah, you're right, maybe a few tweaks here. It's the complete opposite stance. No. No.
Right.
I think there should be sex dungeons for kids.
And I
it's like, what?
I said the other day to somebody, I go, well, you know, because they were asking me, like, who are you going to vote for, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I'm pretty moderate on a lot of issues. I said, you know, I lean kind of libertarian on a lot of stuff. And they were like, oh, so you're a cop-out. What?
Yeah, it's because you got to be one thing or the other.
No,
there's
I
only
don't.
Two. Well, I know that. But
yeah.
In people's R-worded minds,
yeah,
you know, this human psychology, that's the way it is. So if you're not with them, you're against them.
It's insane, dude.
That's insane. That's where we're at right
yeah.
now.
So I was like, you know, I'm allowed to criticize the current regime without being considered a right winger. Like it's just crazy to me. Like somebody said, "Oh, well, you're a conservative." I said, "No, I don't believe in, you know, in religion and government. You know, I don't you know I'm pro."
So what would you say that conservatives believe?
I would, and like to be a full on conservative,
yes.
I think you would have to be super religious,
okay,
Christian probably. I would say you got to be, if you're a super conservative, you're pro-life.
Mm-hmm. I think pro-life is one, yeah.
Yeah. And
I think there's a lot of different faiths, but I know what you mean, like, that's the trope. That's the meme.
Right.
Like what you see online. It's like some idiot carrying a cross and wearing a MAGA hat. And,
right.
You know.
I'm saying super conservative, right? But when you say super conservative to other people, there's like, oh, so you're racist, you're a redneck.
By the way, not to disparage people who carry crosses. I'm just describing the meme.
I totally support anybody that wants to believe in anything. That's how I am. Like, I don't care. Buddhist, Muslim, Christian.
I'm not hostile to religion I used to be.
I'm not hostile. I just don't partake.
Yeah.
That's the freedom of being an American.
I'd say the more being alive, though, with stuff like the story we had last night about the sex dungeon, I'm like, God, please send the meteor.
Buddy!
We are overdue.
Things are weird.
You've been sleeping on the job, Buster Brown.
Come on, buddy.
We need that meteor now.
Come on, what, 10,000 years ago, or 3,000 years ago, you came back in 3 days. No Wi-Fi or anything.
God. It's
Now what? You gonna wait till football season?
It's tough.